Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Last October, Nobby Stiles, who played on England's World Cup team in 1966, died with dementia. His family said that football needed to address the scandal of dementia in the game. It also emerged that five members of that World Cup winning team, including Jack and Bobby Charlton, had a diagnosis of dementia too. But now a pitch-side saliva test could become the best way to test for concussion in elite sport. A two-season trial carried out in rugby union found that the outcome of a player's head injury could be predicted with 94% accuracy. And I'm joined on the line by the study's chief investigator, Antonio Belli, who's Professor of Trauma of Neurosurgery at the University of Birmingham. Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning.
So can you explain to us as simply as you can how this test works?
So the test, put very simply, detects certain molecules that the cells in any tissue send to each other to convey messages. Basically, when you have an injury or disease or any other event, the cells trying to communicate with each other to kind of reprogram the response to the event. So effectively, they switch genes on or off. So we found that these are bits of genetic material, so RNA, that comes out of cells in response to injury or gets sort of taken up by other cells. So what happens is if the player has suffered a concussion, what we can do is measure how this sort of this response, so measure the molecules, and by doing that, we can confirm that a concussion has occurred or not occurred.
And it's as simple as a mouth swab?
It is as simple as a mouth swab, exactly. You can get it from saliva. So effectively, saliva is a very, very convenient place to get a sample because really that is doable in any situation and any age group.
And how quickly then do you get the results?
So currently, this is a lab test. So the fastest response you can get is 20-40 minutes with the current technology, which is obviously has got much faster. It's actually a bit familiar with PCR, which is used, you know, for COVID testing. This has got a lot faster in the last year for obvious reasons. But we think we can get it even faster and potentially make it sort of available pitch side to the doctors looking after a player.
And that would be the practical implication. You would like to see this on the sidelines eventually of every game, not just professional sports, but also school sports.
Oh, absolutely. I think we're probably the biggest beneficiary of this probably is community sports, where there is no doctor or any trained person to diagnose a concussion or to look after that player. So really, probably the biggest impact is going to be for community sports, we hope.
Well, that would make a huge difference because often at that level, there's not going to be a doctor pitch side to make that assessment.
Exactly. We think, at the elite end of the game, obviously doctors are going to use something that is objective and reliable as it seems to be. But certainly within community sports, stands to benefit a lot from this.
So where is this at then, Tony? World Rugby is holding a meeting next week. Are they looking at this?
Yeah, indeed. They've been very supportive and they're looking to participate in any further studies, how to implement the test and actually something really keen to do is really to expand the research to women because obviously they cannot be included in the initial study, but it's a glaring, gap in this research that we really want to, sort of include women in our studies and potentially youth players as well.
OK, so you haven't looked at women and youth players yet in your studies?
No, not at all. We tried to look at women, but clearly, we couldn't really get the study done to the quality that it needed to be. But we hope this, obviously, now on the back of these results, it's going to be more interest and more participation. And clearly, we don't want to extrapolate the results from men to women because that would be wrong, particularly for concussion, where there are significant differences between genders.
Would it be expensive?
We hope not. We hope that once it starts getting, sort of mass produced, actually, effectively, this is a PCR test. So we hope that once it gets out there and it's mass produced, it will be affordable because that's what really is going to make a big difference.
Okay, we all know about PCR tests now.
Exactly.
we know too much about them to be honest.
Not, but now, yes.
Thank you so much for joining us. That's Professor Antonio Belli there joining us from the University of Birmingham.